sokuyisika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Lami ngithathele lithuba ngibonga uJonga Kandemiri obesipha indaba ngolimi lwesishona. Lingalitshona njani izulukandaba olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngensonto mhlazi ku-2 Nhlangula 2024 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, impumela yokhetho lwakwele-South Africa ize yethulwa lamuhla inhlanganiso yokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela.
Singayibona iqualizini isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomkhonto wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu.
Sokuqhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseziziningi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane.
Kusuka kube lesolo kumbukunakanele ukuthi imali leyo ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Inhambo kaziwe mlutshwane kuze ukuthi imali yokwezinto ze-development ibe khona.
Kwezamasiko sixoxa ngokuthakazelelwa kokufikisa iminyaka elikhulu lamatshumi amathathu okwedolobho lakoBulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Impumela yokhetho lwe-South Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje yinhlanganiso yezokhetho e-Independent Electoral Commission etshengisa ukuba kuvote abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yabalelungelo lokuvota abangu-58% kuphela. Umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-IEC, uMnumzana Mosotho Moepea, esethula impumela yokugcina lamhlanje ntambama, uthe phakathi kwabantu abalelungelo lokuvota abedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amabili lasikhombisa 27 million, kuvote abayizigidi ezilichumi lasithupha 16 million kuphela. Ekhuluma embuthanweni munye lamuhla, uMongameli Cyril Ramaphosa ubonge uZulu walelo lizwe ngokuvota ngokuthula esithi kumele abanqotshiweyo bemukele impumela. Ukhokhela ibandla lemkhonto wesizwe uMnumzana Jacob Zuma yena othi abayemukeli impumela yalolu khetho njalo bazayiphikisa emthethwandaba uvinjiwe ukungena ngesikhathi kusethulwa impumela le. Impumela itshengise ukuba ibandla elibusayele ANC kalisozele nelise ukubumba uhulumende lingabambisananga lelinye lamabandla. Umbuzo ngothi lizabambisana laliphi ibandla wona amabandla la engaboni ngaso linye. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ocubungula ezombusazwe uMnumzana Zenzo Nkomo.
I-option ziningi, ikhona i-option ye-ANC ne-DA. Leyo option inkinga ekhona ukuthi kukhona umahluko omkhulu kakhulu i-ANC ne-DA kumanifesto zabo nakunqubomgomo yawo ama-policies. Kakhulukazi inhlukane ekhona enkulu kuku-foreign policy. I-ANC ibheke ubudlelwano obuqinile namazwe asempumalanga, that is i-Russia ne-China. I-DA ibheke intshonalanga ne-Europe. Kuphinde futhi siyabona kumahluko omkhulu obahlukanisa kakhulu yimpi leqhubekayo e-Hamas ne-Israel. I-ANC ingaku-Hamas, i-DA ingaku-Israel. Sithi mhlawumbe bengayekela lokho kwangaphandle bethi ake sibheke okungaphakathi elizweni, sifake ilizwe lethu kuqala. Ngoba i-ANC manje siyibona ungathi izozama ukuqinisa ukuthi inikeze abantu abamnyama izinto abakhala ngazo abathi iANC ayibenzeli zona ezingabe yizo futhi imbangela yokuthi bayiphanishi iANC. Kodwa iDA kudala ikhala ngokusiza kwabantu abamnyama okungathiwa yi-Black Economic Empowerment. Lokho nje nakho kuyabahlukanisa. Kube nezinto ke zenkohlakalo, corruption, kube nezinto ze-job creation, noma bezikhuluma, kodwa indlela zokuthi zizokwenzeka njani zisuke zingafani. Okwesibili, singayibona i-coalition isiba khona phakathi kwa-ANC nomfundo wesizwe. Ibuke kungathi ngacishe ibe lula leyo, ngoba laba bantu kade bengabantwana bomuntu, izinto zikhona ezibahlukanisile kodwa bengahlala phansi bazixoxe. Eyesithathu ke enye indlela engaba khona, ngengafaka i-EFF ne-ANC bese kubhekwa ke elinye iqembu kwamancane uma ngabe kuwukuthi umkhonto wesizwe ne-DA kwehlulile.
Ibandla le-EFF alenzanga kuhle, kungakuyini imbangela?
Iqembu le-EFF alenzanga kuhle iqiniswe lonke, kodwa labo abe-EFF uma beyibuka lento bayisa kuyo umkhonto. Ukulahlekela kwe-EFF kufanene nokulahlekela kwe-ANC. Abalandeli abaningi abe-EFF baye bagunquka aya kumkhonto wesizwe.
Manje nxa sikhangela udaba lwebandlululo esingathi yi-xenophobia, ludlale indima bani kukhetho lolo?
Udaba lobandlululo lwe-xenophobia eqinisweni babuGandhi uma ukubukisisa kahle alulandimo luyidlalileyo, ngoba kunamaqembu la akade ekhankasa ekhuluma kakhulu kabanzi ngokuthi abafuni abantu bangaphandle. Amaqembu lawo amabili i-Patriotic Alliance ne-Action SA. I-Action SA ayizuzanga lutho. Ngabe kuyukuthi bebeyivotela ngoba ithi abantu bangaphandle ayibafuni, ngabe sibona ungathi ngelinye lamaqembu amancane azuze kakhulu. I-Patriotic Alliance izuzile kodwa hayi ngoba ibithi ayifuni abantu bangaphandle, izuze ngoba ivoti labantu abangamakhaladi ubuningi babo baye bayavotela i-Patriotic Alliance. Esingathi thina nje kungabe kube yivoti yobuhlanga, i-tribal vote ngamanye amagama.
Alo-ke ngumnumzana Zenzo Nkomo ocubungula ezombusazo obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg kwele South Africa. Sokukhamuke inkulumo phezu kwehambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esezizinengi kakhulu ngasikhathi esifitshane. UMnangagwa wabekelwe eKenya ngeviki edluleyo, wasuka walubhekisa kwele South Korea, lapho azasuka aye kwele Russia. Sixoxe locubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Methusele Moyo, njalo ofundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolejini le-NUST, sambuza ukuthi ubona njani okwenzakalayo.
Into enanzelelekayo ukuthi amazwe awavakatshelayo aqanjwayo o-North Korea, o-Russia, ngamazwe avele elobudlelwane lezanu-PF. Ngamazwe njalo i-Russia isempini, i-North Korea ihlala nje kunjalo kungathiwa kufuthelweni. Ngamazwe futhi alendlela ethize yokubusa abantu. Wananzelela umbuso wezanu-PF ungathi ugxile kunkolo kumbe kundlela okubuswa ngayo kulawo mazwe. So nxa umongameli esiyakhona ngale zongaba lokunakaneli ukuthi kukhona okuyakhulunywa kakhulu endaweni zabo-defense ezezikhali, kube khona njalo le ndaba zepolitiki, kube khona njalo ukuthi iRussia ngayinanzelela isikhuthala kakhulu kwenza ubungane lamazwe e-Africa, ifisa ukuncedisa ngainto ze-mining, ama-fertilizer ezokulima. Idinga ubungane ukuthi ihuge amazwe asuke ku-America abuye kiyo. So ikucabangela ukuthi nxa umongameli kuhamba kwakhe inhloso zakhe zigoqela khonokho.
Lona ilizwe siyabona ukubana liphakathi kobunzima bokusilela kwemali, lokhu akwenzayo umongameli ukuthi ahambe ubona kungaphathisa yini ilizwe ikakhulu kwezomnotho?
Ilizwe liphakathi kokuswela imali, wananzelela inhlelo eziningi azihambi ngendlela efiswa ngabantu. nxa uthi imali uthiye yasilela. Yikho ke nxa umongameli esebonakala ehamba hamba amazwe amaningi, njalo nxa ehamba siyakwazi ukuthi ehambe yedwa isikhathi esinokuvama ukuthi uhanje abantu bebaningi, labanye nje kuyabe kungacaci ukuthi kanti bebahamba besiyakwenzani. So ke kusuka kube lesolo kumbe ukunakanela ukuthi imali leyi ibingasetshenziswa ngezinye indlela. Ngihambo kaziwe emlutshwane kuze ukuthi imali yokwezinto ze-development ibe khona ibe ningi. Kodwa ke isikhathi esiningi nxa utsho njalo baphendula bona be-ofisi yakhe bethi upresident kumele angene lapha nalapha edinga i-investment, edinga ubungane, esakha ubudlelwane bezimbabwe lamanye amazwe. Sithemba ke siza kubona khonokho kusenzakala ukuthi kuzasinceda ngaphi. Kodwa isikhathi esiningi suka silinde izithembiso zokuthi kuthiwe kuzabanje kube nje, singakuboni, singaluboni untshintsho. Abantu sebegcina bebona into ayikudlaliswa kwemali nje.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Methusele Moyo ocubungula izombusazwe njalo efundisa ezokuqutshwa kwembiko ekolijini le-NUST obekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelitshiya ezandleni zikaDabuka Ncube.
Siyalamukela kusigaba sabatsha. Igama lami nguDabuka Ncube. Namhla sixoxa loDokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global ephathisa abatsha abavela emaphandleni ibaletha eMelika ukuthi bafunde okuchiyeneyo.
Sifuna ukuthi mabebuyele abantwana babuyele bephethe, you know, bengaphathanga ukuthi ayi sithatha amabhilitsha sambe sabona. Sifuna bephethe i-future, bephethe impilo yokuthi mina iphupho lami lizofezeka. Ukuthi nje ngisukile ekhaya ngangena endizeni, ngisuka esigodini, ngisuka loba kuyiphi indawo ngazobala, ngangena kuma-university, ngangena emakolijini, ngahlala professors, ama-teacher abaqeqeshile kakhulu. Ngafunda izinto. Mayibuyela umntwana ahambe phethe into ebambekayo ngempilo yakhe yakusasa. Lephupho lakhe ukuthi liyafezeka, ukuthi ngempela impilo nje ayipheleli nje khona lapha kule kusasa elihle ngabo. Sakha ikusasa elihle labantwana bethu ukuthi baphile impilo engcono ukudlula thina indlela esaphila ngayo. Kunendlela eziningi ezokuthi sikhuphule izinga labantwana bethu.
Yiziphi ezinye zezinto esinokuthi bazenze ngesikhathi belapha eMelika ezizabaphathisa ukuthi nxa bebuyela ekhaya bebambile lokho elifuna ukuthi bakubambe?
Okunye abazokwenza bazongena mabengena kuma-university bazotshelwa ukuthi kulama-program athile. Mhlawumbe umntwana azafuna ukuthi hey, ingcono lami ngizama ukuthi ngifake lapha mhlawumbe i-application yokuthi lami lephupho lami ukuthi, you know, ngiqhubekele phambili ngezifundo zami. Sifuna ukuthi abantwana baqhubeke ngezifundo zabo. Uma besuka la uyabe sekwazi ukuthi kufanele yenzeni ngezifundo, ukuthi uma ngisuka la ngempela ngizakwenzani empilweni, ngizoba yini empilweni. Kucace nje ukuthi indlela yakhe ikhanye, impilo esivane esithe savela wabona ukuthi uyangaphi umntwana. Abaminyaka ophelile babephuma kwesinye isikolo lalapha lonyaka yinala, umnyaka ozayo uzabe kungakanye. So sizama ukuthi lento ikhule, iqhubekele phambili, sazi ukuthi sincedisana abantwana bethu kungelankinga ukuthi uphuma kusiphi isikolo, kodwa izaqhubekela phambili njengoba namhlanje inala, kusasa kungabe kungumntana wakho ophuma loba yisiphi isikolo. Lo umntwana usengaphi, kumbe usecholocho, usegwanda, usesigodini, loba ukuphi, sile ndlela yokuthi umuntu asifinyelele, sisize isizwe sethu nabantwana bethu ukuze impilo zabo ziphile zibe nhle kusasa.
ukuthi igaba sabatsha namhla besixoxa lo dokotela Mlungisi Mhlophe owasungula inhlanganiso ye-Youth Ablaze Global asihlanganeni ngesikhathi esifanayo ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo ngoTabo Kancube.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa sephuma ngapha Voice of America ese Washington.
Sigcina masiko
wawe,
sigcina masiko wawe,
ye kwezwa masiko lokuphela kwabantu nsuku zonke. Namhla sixoxa njalo lomnumzana uSongwenya ingcwethi kwezwa masiko esintu. Siyakwamukela ukuhlelo kwamkwenya, kunjani khona ngapho lapho khona?
Ngiyabingelela babuDube kubalaleli nakubafakazi bethu, hayi lapho esikhona ongathi liyakhizakhiza namhlanje.
Ye, siboneleke ubulawayo lapho ke echaya 130 years yokusungulwa ukuthi sokulidolobho. Kambe wena ukubona njani khonokho njengoba abanye besithi hayi phela kwahluthunwa idolobho lamakhosi lapha, isigodlo samakhosi? Ye, phoselapho khonapho kwe
babuDube khona singasho sithi kuyasikhumbuza ukuthi idolobho kwelelana lakhiwa liphucwa okhokho bethu. Kodwa bese kuphinde futhi kusikhumbuza ukuthi abaliphucayo bebelakhe kahle kakhulu, yonke into ihamba kahle, noma nje kukhona lapha abazali bethu lathi esasingeneme khona. Kodwa asinanzelela ukuthi okwamanje sokuthanda izinto sezingani sezithanda ukuba ngenye indlela. Lapha esesibona sesiyithola sesiba namagama athi impela khona bekungcono usaphethe isitha.
Kodwa ke nxa sesikhangela kathesi, kuyini obonanzana kulisiko olokho kusele kobulawayo? Siyabona ukuthi sokungani sokusuka mani nephindapho nje, akusakhali lokuthi kuya ngaphi. Kambe kuyagcinwe zamasiko khonapho ke kobulawayo ngokubona kwakho, kumbe vele into sezisabalele?
Silovalo babuDube ngoba zimbalwa izinto ezisekhona laphana eziyizo ezisagcine ubuyithi bethu. Zakhumbula ukuthi kunegceke laphana elibizwa kuthiwa igceke lencwala, besingajabula ukuthi mhlambe kwakhiwe into ethile khona laphana engicabanga ukuthi okwamanje okungakangeni lutho olutheni. Mhlawumbe lingagcina kugcine kwakhiwe into ezoba isikhumbuzo. Okunye besicela ukuthi emagameni emigwaqo laphana njengoba kwenzeke emalokishini kube nendlela yokuthi kuyanikezwa amagama emgwaqo namagama ezinduna namakhosi, lamaqhawe nje akithi asendulo, okuyikho kuzokwenza ukuthi kulondoloze ubuyithe bethu. Kuthi nomntwana nxa ebuza ukuthi kanti leli gama elithi lobhengula ngubani, ulobhengula elithi mzilikazi ngubani, umzilikazi elithi magwegwe ngubani, umagwegwe, bakwazi ukuthi yona yodwa le nkulumo ibe ngumlando ongasoze ukhohlakale.
Ye, uthi kambe kungavunywa yini khonokho nguhulumende? Phela siyabona ukuthi uhulumende ngoba sezibambile emadolobheni lapho, uhulumende akavuma ethi hayi gubhulanini ezali lokhu nalokhu kuphaka amabizo azalayo. Kungaba njalo babangwe?
babuDube umbuzo onjalo uthanda ukuba nzima kakhulu. Sinokubona endaweni eziningi uhulumende la ezifakela wakhe amagama, kodwa besicela ukuthi noma bengakwenza lokho kodwa bengalinge bezame ukwesula umlando wesizwe sakithi, ikakhulu kwaBulawayo. Njengoba uyalizwa nje idolobha lakwaBulawayo kuthiwa idolobha lamakhosi, idolobha lamakhosi okusho khona ukuthi uBulawayo wona wodwa nje uyisikhumbuzo esikhulu ukuthi sivelaphi, sisizwe senkosi uMzilikazi, sisizwe sababuthwabazi.
Ye, lo ngubaba uMbuso Ngwenya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu silethemba lokuthi siyahlangana singawaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Olivalisa ngenjabulo umthembo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube, okwamanje sengilitshiye ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo.
Siyahlangana kuhlelo vuselela umoya. Igama nguNtungameli Nkomo. Umtshumayeli wethu namuhla ngumnumzana Busani Sibanda.
Sibonge
ithuba babunkomo labalaleli. Namhlanje ngizathanda ukusibheke mawungumntwana uyingane ebazalini. Kumele ube ingane nje, kumele ube ngumntwana onjani. Ungazi ube mdala kangakanani kumzali wakho uyohlala ungumntwana. Uyohlala uzithoba njalo. Unjenjena namhlanje ulethwe ngumama emhlabeni through isibeletho sakhe. Wakuncelisa ebeleni lakho gula uhlupha. Ungulo umuntu onguye namhlanje because of umzali wakho. Umbonga ngani umzali wakho? Ukubonisa ukuthi umntanami loba ekuphi uyangikhumbula, kuyamthokozisa umzali lokho. Ufila njani ungumntwana usebenza kodwa umzali wakho ecela ithukela next door? Ufila njani kunje kubi indlala ibhahile, umzali wakho ubhizi ucela ukukoda, wena usemazweni, wena ukuphi? Umzali wakho uhambe ecela impuphu ebantwini, wena ukhona uphila? Umbiza njani umdali enkonzweni esontweni uthi ngiyathandaza mbiza uNkulunkulu kodwa ngapho uqalekiswa ngumzali wakho? Ngapho ulandelwa zinyembezi zomzali wakho? Kuphi ukubusiseka kwakho? Kuphi ukukhonza kwakho? Isibusiso sokuqala ngisibuye emzalini. Izishumi zokuqala yikukhumbula umzali. Ngeke uthi esontweni uyakhipha izishumi kodwa umzali wakho ehamba ngamathensi abhokokile, umzali wakho engakaza ayiphuza ithukela yakho, umzali wakho esele kuqalekisa yena kufundisa enzima, mhlawumbe ubehambe ebiyintango zabantu, ngapho umzali wakho uyakuqale ngapha uthi uyathandaza. Ncaku zikaThixo, isibusiso asike sidlula esibuya kumzali wakho sokuqala. Umzali wakho is the co-creator, uwaphiwa amandla umdali, umdali wakho konke, but umzali is the co-creator. Unjenjena nje uyimbewu yomzali wakho, uyilokho yikho khona umzali wakho. Uthini uNkulunkulu othi uyamkhonza kubazali bakho? Wenzani kubazali bakho? Lapho khona ngabazali bakho bayakubusisa na o bayakuqalekisa? Loba abazali bakho bengasekho emhlabeni, abakho ngokwenyama but ngokomoya bayaphila, bakhela amathuna abo ukubonisa inhlonipho kubo. Ungababizi abazali bakho madimoni ngoba ubuya kubo, uyimbewu yabo. Nceku zikaThixo, kubi emhlabeni abantwana bafulathele umhlaba ungenye into, kodwa ngithi mina awukwazi ukuthi ukhonze umdali umzali wakho ngaphe kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi ubusisekile ubusiswe ngumdali ngaphe umzali wakho kuqalekisa. Awukwazi ukuthi wena ulomuzi nje umuzi wami kunje kodwa ngapha ukukhulumisana nomzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni, akukho lapho yakhona. Asihlonipheni, sazini abazali bethu abakulethe emhlabeni, basifundisile basikhulisile ukuthi nathi sibakhumbule. Ngeke ukuthi uyobusiseka ukhohlwe ngomzali wakho. Umdali wakho oqala ngumzali wakho okulethe emhlabeni, nguyena umdali wakho oqala ngoba nguye okudalile, nguye okulethe emhlabeni, nguye okwenze waba khona waba ngulumuntu onguye. Sibonge ihlo engunaphakathi sithunywe esikhulu mdali onophethe konke, uNkulunkulu wokhokho bethu. Babebusisekile okhokho ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona, bebekhulisa isibongo sabo ngokwenza okuhle. That's why izwe lomoya ade lijabulile ngabo. That's why kade belima bevuna. That's why imuli zabo bezingasweli ngoba babesazi lapha babuya khona. Namhlanje sibona abantwana abafulathela ikhaya, umntwana ahambi nje abe ngenyinto. That's why abantwana banamhlanje sibusiso singekho. Sicela upha amandla laba bayayizwa le voice, bakwazi ukukhumbula emuva. Impumelelo yokuqala emntwaneni yikwazi umzali wakhe. Umntwana impumelelo yokuqala yikuthi noma engashada umakoti ephu akwazi ukushiya ebusisa ikhaya lakibo ngokuthiye yakhile. Lobe siyakwakho umuzi wakhe athiye yakhile, achenze something ekhaya kubonisa ukuthi baba nomama ngiyabonga. Iyakhuleka Zulu, thinta inhliziyo zabantwana banamhlanje. Sikhuleka sibonga sithi Zulu.
Lolo bekuluhlelo Vuselela Umoya. Silomtshumayeli umnumzana Busani Sibanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.
Hayi, siyabonga jahale zansi Ntungameli Nkomo. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje sixoxa lomdlali wenguqu oke waba lodumo olukhulu edlalela iHighlanders leqembu lesizwe elama Warriors uAlexander Maseko. Wayesazakala ngelokuthi cool ruler. ongumanje usehlala eSouth Africa lapho kade edlalela iqembu leMamelodi Sundowns engakathathi umhlala phansi. Uxoxa lentathelo izindaba eStudio 7 uEzra Chisas Banda osiphathela lendaba zezemidlalo kuleviki.
UAlexander Maseko uzalelwe eLuveve obulawa akhulela khona. Wafunda esikolo seMafakela Primary School.
Usuka eprimary Mafakela ngasensiyaphi. Ngiyimpokuma high school. Mpokuma high school still bengugoalkeeper. Uyazi nga uma ukuthi ngiyakhula ngingazi ukuthi khona ama-genes angakini. Kule sport esasikhona ngoba ubaba wayevele edlala ibhola. So ngingugoalkeeper kanjalo, so okufika nje isikhathi sabo-winter lesi. I remember Timothy Ayla boyfriend Jawanda or Amani Mkumbuzi Mpokuma. So I was a
Maseko wathi eqeda isikole Mpoma High School wathola umsebenzi.
Ngajoyina i company okwakuthiwa i-DRG Vikings. DRG Vikings ibili team leyobe ngiyidlalela. So hayi ngasebenza khonale ngidlalela i-DRG Vikings. I know, I think it's 82 where ngiyalinda sithi senzana ibi E-N-10 u-coach e-Mobobi Kiyaka. Alright. So, why u-Bobi why su and e-Hamba wa siya wana malowa divisions and then one sporter.
Esedlala i-Highlanders ukurula iphoso yenqoba yathanyela inkezo zonke njalo abalandeli bamahlolanyama bebehlala bejabulile.
So, we have almost all the cups. Thina ibhola lethu it was more competitive. So my supporters, if I don't remember any of the supporters, we have a chicken in the ground in the because it was competitive. We are going to start to see our NBA team are very good. And those teams which were very good, you understand, they were tough. And my supporters will never come back and say, hey, this is the citizens in our... Every time they would expect us the way we performed, man, we came in and then said, see, Jerry.
Maseko wasuka kuBhosso kwesikhatshana esiyadlala iGuarantee. Sebembiza ngokuthi ngu-cool ruler. Kwakutheni Zanda?
Umuntu wangiphi igama lenaleli sadlala ibhola esithi cool ruler. I think ungathi wayesazi ukuthi ngumuntu onjani. Hayi, into zokupha bani isidali. 1989 where engasungathola umsebenzi eHarare. Asuka since I joined in the Italian team. So though laba bangaziyo ukuthi ngasuka eSailanders for only 1 year. Ngihamba ngadlala eItalian team. 1990 ngabuyela. Remember ngo 1990 sasifuna futhi.
Kudlale umdlalo wenguqu okwesikhathi eside eZimbabwe leSouth Africa. Pho kungani ngafuna ukuphatha inhlanganiso yezenguqu eZifa?
IZimbabwe indaba ungabuki ekhameni yeassist ngapha into zeZifa lokho nalokho. Ama ukuthi bafuna ngcedo kube bafuna ukuthi izinto zibe right. I prefer ukuthi bengifonele behlalela phansi ukuthi hayi kulento enje, so sifuna sihlale nawe phansi sibone ukuthi ungasinceda na. So not ukuthi angifuni ukwenza into, I love football. So umuntu othi ngifuna ukuphuma emaphepheni, so umuntu ophaphayo mina, I'm just a down to earth person.
UAlexander Maseko uhlala lemuli yakhe South Africa. Kusenjalo iqembu lesizwe lama-Warriors lise South Africa lizilolonga lilungiselela imidlalo yomhlaba ye-World Cup lapho lizonqilana lele Lesotho ngolwesihlanu ozayo libuye lidibane labafana bafana be-South Africa ngemva kwensuku ezine lidlale lele Lesotho khona ngale e-South Africa. Iqembu lama-Warriors lidlalela imidlalo yalo kwele South Africa ngoba iZimbabwe ayinankundla ezivunyelwa yinhlanganiso yezenguqu emhlabeni wonke jikelele ye-FIFA ngoba kuthiwa inkundla zigugudekile eZimbabwe. Ngimele Studio 7 igama nami Jesus Banda.
Siyabonga Ezra Chisas Manda ngokusiphake udaba luka cool ruler. Isikhathi iso singasavumi ukuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye izenhloko zendaba ebezikhokhela. Impumela yokhetho lwakhe leSouth Africa ize yethulwa lamhlanje inhlanganiso yezokhetho i-Independent Electoral Commission itshengisa ukuba kuvothe abantu abedlula kancane ingxenye yababele lungelo lokuvota kwaba ngabangu 58% abavotileyo. sokukhamuke inkulumo phezu kwenhambo zikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa eseziziningi kakhulu ngesikhathi esifitshane. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa, lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.